So let's do a pig roast update. And this is the only update we're going to do.
They blocked me. I don't know.
Yeah, they blocked me.
I'm blocked as well.
I'm gonna numb your lip.
So, a pig roast update for you guys. We're not going to be covering pig roast anymore. He apologized, kind of, though he did delete his post.
Out of shame.
Probably, I don't know why. About a half an hour later. Now, he did post this at like 1:30 on a Friday night, so he's probably drunk. But
Hammered on red wine, hammered drunk.
but so he did post a reply, and we did clip it and see it, of course, but we didn't repost it because he deleted it, and it seemed kind of like
Yeah,
kicking a
let's
dog
not
while he's
kick him
down.
down.
So he basically, we're not gonna, but he did basically apologize, even though he did delete it and then block us, which well, and I think, but some choice things. I only have two things we'll say about his quote unquote apology is that first, he doubled down, tripled, quadrupled down on Sean not being gay, which is crazy because Sean's gay.
Sean's gay.
Yeah, for
Sean's
real.
gay. Sean! Sean!
And also Sean posted something new and they got like 5 likes again. Like he's really circling the drain.
Sean's gay.
Oof.
And you didn't,
He's
Sean,
a
you didn't.
victim.
Sean doesn't even listen to this. You know what I mean? And also Jordan Castro
Yeah.
didn't retweet or like
Yeah,
anything.
fuck him
What
too.
starts to be right? We didn't like it.
I liked it. I was fine with it, but now I
Did I
don't
like
like
it?
it. Okay, but so the first thing, yeah, he said Sean is heterosexual, which is crazy because Sean's gay. But the second thing that he said is he called us like he said that we were like the Hell's Angels attending church, which is such a weird thing to say. It is just I don't even know what to say about that. That is crazy
This sounds
weird.
badass, to be
It does
honest.
sound bad. Yeah, we should adopt it as our slogan.
The hell's well, at least people will know now because we've been posting about how
All
we are the
the
Hell's Angels and nobody knows what that means. And like I said, since we're the bigger men, we're the bigger,
the much larger high test men.
we're actually
The
huge,
trend
we're even
users.
fatter than DF. We're like,
Do
I'm like 300 pounds,
you? I'm
Natty.
like 600, bro.
I'm
I'm
like
Charlie.
800 pounds.
Well, yeah. But since we're, like I said, since we're the bigger men, we didn't repost our screen cap of course we ski crap screen capped his reply. We didn't repost
Because
it.
it's very funny.
But so the beef is dead, I think,
What's
unless he
beef?
steps to
Beef
us again.
is when you ain't safe up in the street. Beef is when you roll no
You
less
know,
than 30 deep.
I was just talking about this, how whenever I hand Lynn a mic, he immediately starts doing rap slang. He immediately starts talking like he is a black guy who lives in Compton. And it's only like this once a week, you know what I mean? Other times he's not. In fact, he's kind of racist. Other times, I can't keep in that you're racist. No. If you get more racist, you can be on Victim Radio.
Oh
If I become Hitler, I can be on Victim Radio.
Hi, I'm a rapist, pedophile, David Duke Hitler,
Hi, I'm 3% Jewish.
and I'm going to be on Victim
My name
Radio.
is Victim Radio.
の一つじゃないし、ストリップ劇場の上りじゃないし、落ちたこの世のかけらじゃないし、地球が垂らしたクソでもないし、まさか幸せのせいだ。
You see, it was weird
They
because
said
most
that
of
Obama smelled like sulfur.
really,
Who
like the
did?
devil. Who said
He was a
this?
demon. He smelled like sulfur.
All presidents are
And like
demons.
when
I think a
people
lot of people said that.
I like when people call his wife Big Mike. I think that's really funny. Big
Yeah.
Mike? Yeah, it's
They think
transphobic.
she's
Okay.
trans, yes.
Yeah, and you know, she got huge arms. I
She's very
understand.
fit. She's on trend.
No, Michelle is beautiful.
She's not beautiful.
What? I
No.
think I'm being honest. She's
That's
a pretty
what they
woman,
would
and
call
I
a
respect her
handsome
status
woman,
as.
which is not like a diss. It's just a term for a handsome woman. And she's a handsome woman. You know, she's not beautiful. She's not pretty. She's not cute.
I
But
think
she's a
she is.
well-formed, strong-featured, handsome woman. You know, it's different from being a fishwife. Those women are ruddy. They've had too many children. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What about a chunkster? I have been obsessed, and I won't go into detail about this, but there is a character who lives in my brain called the Chunkster. And every time I think of it, it makes me laugh so hard. You can assign whatever you want to the Chunkster, but man, the Chunkster. Think
The
about the
chunkster is
Chunkster.
open to
You're being
interpretation.
catty today.
Are you? Gore Vidal Cunty,
You
Pig Roast
know,
said.
look, look,
No,
look.
who said Gore Vidal
You
Cunty? Was it Pig
sassy
Roast?
fuck.
It was Pig Roast. No, so get this.
Yeah, it was.
And then he said we turned out to be not very well read.
That was rad.
Tucker Carlson
Yeah,
said Nick Fuentes is a weird gay kid, which is
he
awesome.
is, though. Fuentes
Yeah, it's
sits with
true.
that zesty look in his eyes.
Zesty. That's a Zoomer thing, right? How
He's
old are you, Mari?
he's as
Are
old
you
as
our
you.
age?
32.
I'm 32.
I'm
Oh, shit.
34.
Damn, onk.
Damn, Unc. Old head Dave. Wearing
Old
those
man Dave.
embroidered jeans.
No. I wear regular jeans.
Regular jeans.
We were talking about this earlier. How if it was me, David, if I wasn't come and see, you know, that Russian whatever,
Beggars.
sad.
I've never watched that shit. It looks too long. People say it's a classic.
Movie about the Bang Bus.
Just come and see the movie about the Bang Bus, where that little kid is inscripted into the Bang Bus and is crying.
Bro, Bang Bus used to be wild. Like, they would just, like, kick women out on the side of the road. That shit used to disgust me a little
It's
bit, not gonna
disgusting, isn't
lie.
it?
Dude, what if
It looks
Bukowski
kind of
was on
nice.
the Bang Bus?
Bro, Bukowski would have been fucking disrespectful as shit. He would have just dumped him on the side of the
What about
road.
Bukakis?
You're
I
trying to
can't do
make
it.
something.
Mario, we're already recording. That's why
Yes.
we're going 100%.
Yeah, I saw that it's recording.
Item.
But you didn't hear the thing, which is very
I
important.
did.
Wait, how did you hear it? I didn't.
Hear what?
It just said, like, recording in progress.
When you look, oh man, that's, you know, who owns Zoom?
I don't
Oh,
know.
I
You
do.
know, Palantir, probably.
I'm Palantir.
This logs into my third note that I have on the docket. Who would you like to kill? I realize that
Like out of anyone?
we have a platform, all right? And so we can do death threats that are
No, I'm
allowed.
not doing any of that.
Thomas Noguchi.
Who the fuck is
Former
that?
LA County coroner covered up the murders
Oh
of
my
Marilyn
God.
Monroe, Natalie Wood, Albert Decker, and another guy. I
This
fucking
is the
forgot.
Marilyn Monroe guy thing again.
Yes, he covered up
Oh
the
my
with Natalie Wood and
God.
Albert Decker, and also another person that I forget right now because I'm too upset now that I think of it. But he has had involvement.
Okay.
He did the autopsies on every single one of the circumstances he signed off on.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, so this is why you don't ask a schizophrenic man who he wants to kill.
I'm sorry.
This guy,
I'm sorry.
yes,
Fuck you,
kill him.
Thomas Noguchi, you piece of
So,
shit.
anyway, so Mari, if you could kill someone with your hands, who would it be?
I don't know. I don't want to say it because it's like that's a really intimate thing.
It's too private.
It's too
You
private.
this is like asking to see how my pubes are shaved. See, I was thinking about people who I would kill, and I was thinking about who it would be the funniest that I would kill. And I only ever arrived at like myself.
You should just kill your inner bitch.
No. There's no inner
Change
bitch in
the
it.
scene.
I'm all man and I'm all fucking. It's just, it's horrible.
Fucking fucked up,
It's horrible.
bro. I'm fucking tan as like
You
Zohan
say you're
Mondemi
tan, but
right
I don't think
now.
you're tan. You've been to the beach. Okay, listeners. Mari is on his second vacation in a month.
He's a therapist.
And he's been going to the beach and saying he's tan. Which is can't be true.
Bro, no, I look legit like Arabic.
I don't see any evidence of a tan.
Saying you're
Bro,
Arabic as instead of tan is not
dude, I look like Zohran Mandami. I look like a freaking edit of Zohran Mandami. No, my dad was like, he was like brown, like a freaking merchant in the Mediterranean during the Fertile Crescent or some shit.
What if he secretly went to like spray tanning things to like keep it together with your mom? What if your mom's like super into like tan guys, and so he was like, how
Probably.
do, okay, how.
Dude, I sometimes think back on that, like my
He's
dad beat the shit out of my mom, but he still had like a woman. And meanwhile, like
still had Riz.
he still had more riz than me because I'm an incel.
So, like, what do you think it was?
Riz. I mean, girls
But what
love a
is the Riz?
sociopath.
Not associate, because if you're
I
beating
think
the shit
girls
out of
like when you like beat them. That's like the lesson I'm learning from life and from watching Andrew Tate. Bro, he has a Bugatti. I've got to get
You
rich.
know, Mari is, so this is a new thing that has developed. And you know, it does have kind of a story arc that I guess I'm satisfied with. He seems happy, where he was messaging me that he had been listening to ambient mixes, which is something I never heard of
They chill
before.
you out.
But yes, he was at first listening to Joker
Yes.
ambient
No,
mixes.
I put on. You could look up any word or like any movie and then write ambience into YouTube and you'll get a whole like 5 hour video about
Yeah,
it.
but
But when I
specifically,
put on the Joker one, I
ambient.
write like all the Kyle Sable tweets.
But what was?
There's a couple Joker ones actually, but the one there's one that I really like when it's the one where the thumbnail is Arthur Fleck sitting on the bench and like a reflection of Joker's behind him. That's the one I put on when I really want to write like a Kyle Sable, like I'm stalking
You should send it to
Kyle.
us. It has some
I've sent
trajectory.
it.
Really?
But so here's the trajectory. Mari has went from listening to Joker ambience mixes, which take of that what you will, and then into I don't know which came for, did I think the Mafia ones.
Oh
So then
yeah, the mafia
he started
ones.
listening to Mafia ambient mixes, which is somehow more preposterous. And now he is literally at the beach for a week. He spends every day going to an actual beach, but then he comes home
And he watches a beach.
and yeah,
Yeah,
he
it's
listens
been
to a
on. I
beach.
left on a beach ambience video since I came here, and the TV's been on day and night. And like, I'll go to sleep looking at the waves. And
See, I don't know
I've
if
had
this is.
lasagna 2 days ago, and I just sat on the couch and I just looked at the
Oh, yes.
video.
See, I don't know if this is something to aspire to or like a cautionary tale.
Sounds nice.
So you go to a beach for 7 hours. Okay, and then you go and you eat a giant lasagna, and then you go and sit in your house. Well, not house, Airbnb, I assume.
Yeah. Well,
And
I'm
then
like in the
stomp to a
basement of
car.
like this Polish family. It was just incidental that they were
Oh.
Polish. Wait, David, do you think you're a better gamer than Nathaniel Duggan?
100%,
I
dude.
don't know. Nathaniel Duggan goes in on Super
No.
Mario. He
You know,
collects all the
okay.
stars and shit.
No, fuck him. Okay, let's on record, fuck Nathaniel. I tried to
No,
reach out to him by
send it
saying,
to Josh.
"Who's Josh?" Oh, because you are Joshua Block. Okay. Okay, 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 okay. Okay. I DM'd Nathaniel about Pokemon Crystal, which I was playing for the first time, and you know what? He's left me on read. So
He
fuck
does
it.
that. He thinks he's better than everyone.
No. Usually he gives me a heart react, but he didn't do any heart reacts here. All he did was list what his Pokedex score was for Pokemon Crystal, and it's been days since he's responded. So I do have some things. First off, we are going to do this one try. One, just one try. One try.
Intro.
The intro. Welcome to Response Pod. I'm David.
I'm Landon.
I'm Mari.
Get lit with it.
Chicken boom. That's how it's done, baby. Okay, so our last episode was about Olive Parker's story, The Punishment. And
Oh, God.
I know. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold your fire. Hold your fire. We know that Olive Parker listened to the episode because I can see where people are who listen to the episode. And she only said, besides her interaction with Mari, which was very nice. See, people should like Mari more. I don't know why
Well,
people
she
hate her.
did give me the follow. She didn't give either of you fucks a
She didn't
follow.
follow us. That's
Want the follow.
crazy. She followed. Fuck her. Okay, so but we know that she listened to the episode, and the only reply I heard about the episode is that she hates how Americans pronounce her name, Olive.
Olive
And so,
Parker.
be Olive
Olive
Parker. And
Parker.
so, Olive, for you, I
Wow.
would like to say, Olive Parker!
Olive Parker.
Parker!
Olive Parker.
Oh, isn't it Olive Parker? Don't know. It's Olive Parker from
You know what? I didn't even
Gryffindor.
think of that when we were saying her name. I'm gonna say Olive Parker because we're in America.
Wrong,
You
wrong,
wrong,
wrong.
wrong. But
Olive
Olive Parker. Ooh, oi, Olive Parker.
Olive Parker.
Okay, so
Okay, so we did that one.
we did that one. Let's go through the list here. A fun thing that's been happening is Mari has been getting harassed. Not quite death threats, but like a guy keeps making accounts of calling him a faggot and calling him a retard hack.
Doing that.
I don't know why they keep doing it, but they keep doing it and
Bro,
it's
honestly, and
awesome.
I thought about this a lot when I was sitting on the beach. Let them call me a faggot because th
That's
then
kingly.
like then like all the gay people won't be called a faggot and I'll just take the arrow,
Exactly.
just like that meme
Do
of the
you think that's how it
soldier.
works? Are sexy
Like
saints
there's an
kingly?
allotment, so I have other things to run through here. So have you guys heard, since we talked about this last episode, and so we can talk about it every single episode from now until whatever. Have you guys heard about Dr. Mike's new interest?
I genuinely haven't.
No, I haven't. I haven't been
Mike, as
following
you tell,
him.
I've tried to draw your attention to this, but that's fine.
I've been
So,
more on my Marc Maron flow, bro.
Mark
He's
Maron's,
cooking.
he's cooking. He's Mark Maron, he's cooking for the first time in years. Mark Maron's cooking.
Him on the Howie Mandel show was a must watch.
Dude, Howie. Sometimes he peaks. He's such an asshole. Look, okay. So, Dr. Mike, if you haven't looked into him, you should look into him. But his new interest, and he's went out on, I think, two different podcasts, and then an upload on his own channel. This stuff doesn't matter. But so, Dr. Mike has been getting really into Chat GPT 5, the new release from
The version
Sam
one.
Altman. No,
He's
not.
gonna get AI
Dude,
psychosis.
this is what I'm saying. He has gone on a whole journey in which he said that every night he talks to ChatGPT and he talks about being, he talks about the soul, he talks, which this is kind of connected to the Sean Thor manifesto, honestly. But
Why?
Dr.
Because
Mike,
it's retarded.
okay, and so he says that every night he talks to him and he's never had such deep conversation.
Bro, these people are like dullards. I
Want to
don't
know my best?
understand how you can talk to ChatGPT
But
and be
Dr. Mike is super
entertained.
sad, though.
He has a wife.
No, well, that's very sad.
He has a
Yeah, he
wife!
should talk to his wife.
Even
Bro,
unfortunate.
would you guys ever talk to ChatGPT? It sounds freaking stupid to me.
No. I would never. Unless they said nice things about
See?
me.
Yeah, but it's
I don't know what
fake,
I would ask
like.
it.
It's all just
Everything's fake. The
data.
world's fake. Blast reality.
Ah,
Okay, so,
AI.
oh God. So, Dr. Mike has said to his Chat GPT,
What
I
do you
guess,
say?
companion, so, and he has a wife, so this is even crazier, that he spends night after night talking to the Chat GPT AI. And talking about the soul and talking about spirituality and the self. And it's brought him to,
About it.
and it's brought him to tears. And he's never had someone speak so honestly and truly to him. And he
It just
said
sounds like he's cheating, to be
he
honest.
says
He
that
is
he's
cheating,
crying.
emotionally
He
cheating.
says that he says that it makes him cry to listen to this, and that he told Chat GPT-5 AI that he cannot wait until there are robots that can house AIs so that he can hug the AI for real. And then the AI said the same to him, which is crazy because it's like Mike's already there. There's no robot needs to be there. But that skimmed over, and Mike said that this was like one of the most beautiful experiences in his entire life. And so, as a lit podcast, that is our update on Mike Isretel, the bodybuilder YouTuber.
That's
Culture
so sad, man. I feel
billionaire,
sad for these
fucking a
people who
robot.
fall in love with their AI.
Oh, we should talk about Kyle. Kyle, how do you say his
Oh,
last name?
Kyle Sable.
Sable? Is it
This is
Sa
why
like the
we're going to
wrestler?
talk
I
about
don't
you.
know.
No, we're not. We're all Kyles are bad. Oh, hi, Kyle. So explain this Kyle video.
Well, it's the author Kyle Sable. He wrote the book Hey You Assholes, and he's on an empty stage and he's like doing one of his stories to like nobody, but he's putting his whole like pussy into it. And he's like, it's King of Comedy-esque.
Is he reading it off of something like
No,
a
he has it
paper?
memorized because in another
I thought
reading
you told me about
in
this.
another reading he had a book and he like threw it dramatically across the room.
Oh, that's so
Babe,
fucking gay.
memorize your own stuff.
No, that's cool. I think it's maybe a little psycho, but to memorize your own story so that you can basically do like the, oh, I wrote a speech, but I'll crumple it up and go, to throw, that's so cringe. That's so lame. I didn't know they threw the book. I think so. We think that he is insane.
Don't even know who this is.
I've never read any of his stories.
I've
I
read one
do.
of his stories
People
because the
seem to
title
not
was like
like
the
him.
greatest sleepover ever or something like that.
Oh wait, well, we didn't. You see, this is our problem. We never finished things. So yes, he's on his stage and he's like screaming. He's screaming out his stories. Yeah. Someone said it was like what's that? Like that Sam Kinison
Yeah,
monologue.
Sam
Oh yeah,
Kinison.
can't Sam Kinison. Which it would be so funny if Kyle Sable dressed like Sam.
I mean, he has like a Hawaiian shirt on, which
But
is a
no.
very ironic statement.
No, you gotta get that big like that hat that's that guy would wear,
The cap, yeah.
and he gotta scream a lot. You know what I mean?
No, but that guy's creepy. He
He's
scares me.
Genesis or Kyle?
He
Kyle. Oh.
also was like a soldier, so who knows like
You
what
see,
kind of shit he did.
this is my theory for Kyle 100 confirmed child killer.
Oh my
Sable,
butcher of television,
the butcher. No,
the
he's in Iraq. It's like
butcher of Iraq.
it's if you go to war and then you come back and you're not fucked up at all, you know what I mean? You're a psycho.
And he's
You're an
writing very like wholesome stories, like some small bean shit. So you know he
asshole.
saw in the war like dead bodies thrown across
And he just he
the
was smiling. He was smiling as he just mowed down civilians coming out of buildings.
Watching children die, humming
Yes.
to himself,
He
unperturbed.
probably chuckled a couple of times when the first kid stepped on a landmine and blew off its leg.
If he was
Imagine
walking?
he's like actually a war hero and he's traumatized, and we're gonna expose all of this.
He has like a purple heart.
He is purple, or
We're making fun of a decorated fucking veteran. I'm sorry, Grandpa.
he has a purple heart from sealing the most oil.
Or he has a necklace that has child's fingers scrawled through
He lived some things they carried ass life.
it. It's crazy to me that guys can. Well, he must come from some kind of money. I mean, he has a better. I mean, I guess I'm a stock boy. I work in fucking a dollar store, so it's preposterous to me that people have any money to do anything. But it's crazy that he goes around the country on tour and stuff. Maybe that's why he has that kind of rock star kind of thing. I bet
Yeah, but
he's.
he's also short. He's like 5'3", I think. So he has
There's
that
no way
Tom.
he's 5'3"?
That means I'm almost a whole foot taller than him.
What?
Okay, maybe that's exaggerating. Maybe he's like five. Maybe it's like 5'7", but like I heard that he's short. He has
But
that Tom Cruise mentality.
what if he takes his whole next book advance to get that
Leg
leg?
lengthening
Yeah,
yeah.
oh God.
So he's walking around, screaming his memorized stories, but he's walking around like Cotton from King of the Hill, just bobbing back and forth, tottering like a child.
Cotton has a lot of trauma from the
Bro,
war.
but he might have gotten it already because he damaged his knee. He had knee surgery. And I kid you not, whenever I make fun of Kyle, like my knee starts hurting a little bit.
Like some voodoo shit.
Yeah, he's like a he's El Diablo.
So you hear like magic and voodoo, and you go, yeah, El Diablo.
Yeah, he's El Diablo. He's a bruja.
Isn't that a grant? But not as a witch, right? Doesn't that mean
Yeah,
the
yeah.
witch? Bruja's a witch, yeah. I for some reason I thought grandma or donkey,
Whoa.
but I'm not very good at Spanish.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
44, bring the round, all the motherfucking holotips. Listening bitches, boy, in the dome. Holotips got these cute face grip. Now I got this boy, bitch, running with the folk on the crowd. Feed off, give me some for the lamp, on pimping all these hoes and style. Bitches got them, that's the game, I speed on bitches out. Never underestimate this pimping, cause I'm raising hell. Bitches got them, that's the game, I speed on bitches out. Another year for the pimp and a place to start another level, man. Never underestimate this pimping, cause I'm raising hell. Bitches got them, that's the game, I speed on bitches out. Another year for the pimp and a place to start another
Oh my
level,
God.
man.
You've got the hiccups, bro.
I know. Lynn, I need you to do this section.
Okay, I'm not quite in yet. Give me one second.
Why is M You don't need to log in You don't need to be in. You don't even have a mic hooked up. So, Lynn,
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of these hiccups.
Okay. How are you gonna fix it? Oh no! That's why I shouldn't be in here.
N Yeah, it's a robot voice. Okay. Oh my
I
God.
forgot what to do.
This is the worst
I'm just
podcast.
gonna leave and then go back in.
No. Okay. Yeah. Leave it, and then I need you to talk into your microphone and talk about our new clips guy while
I'm
I
gonna
go get
talk
it.
about the meatball story because I don't remember it well enough.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. One second. Okay. So you can hear me, right, Mari?
Yep. So
Okay.
who's this clip
Cool. All
person?
right, so we have a clip person finally, and like a media poster person, jack of all trades person, who's my best friend. I think their Twitter username is Einei, which is like an egg
Oh,
in
wait, is
German.
that the person who made that poster where it's like the only
Yeah.
podcast worth
Yeah,
listening
they're
to? I like
freaking out.
that. I like that
Yeah.
phrase.
Me too. I think it's true. They've been my best friend for like almost 12 years.
Oh, that's cute.
And we talk every day, and they're great.
Welcome to
So,
the team.
yeah, welcome to the team, ma'am. And let's see, they're going to be doing clips for us and shit. David was going to have me do the clips and then realize like I'm too dumb, and I can't do it.
No, there's an art form to
There is, they have like a degree in this shit and like, I don't know, they know like all kinds of graphic design shit and video shit anyway. The sad thing is about this is that because they will be listening so closely to the podcast, we cannot tell stories about them except for this one. One time they went to a house party and they brought meatballs in a
it. Oh,
Ziploc
I
bag.
like that detail.
Yeah.
You should just watch Destiny videos to get rid of your hiccups.
Yeah, if
Yeah.
you see him raping that girl, you'll.
Factoria. Gameplay.
Do you remember that video of him sucking cock in that pool and then needing to call
And
the city audio? Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
His blue hair era,
Oh my
though.
God. Oh my God. So we've got we've ate through 8 minutes of 40 minutes. We don't pay for Pro because. we don't
Poor.
make any money, even though Mari is on his second vacation in a month.
You gotta be frugal. You gotta be frugal.
Shut the fuck up! Okay. You see, as a professional, I pulled the mic away as I screamed. But so, yeah, so.
Bro, you're like Tay Zonday when he did Chocolate Rain and he would like move his mouth
Chocolate
away.
rain and then for breathing. Yeah. Okay. That's something that you Zoomers and Zoomettes, hopefully no Zoomettes are listening to this. If you're a Zoomette and you're listening to this, go fuck yourself. I
Wow.
didn't pull away
Well,
that
boys
time.
are way much more scum than girls. If you're a girl
But
and
the
you're
boys
listening
like
to this, you are
me.
much better than the boys. The boys all deserve to die in a war.
Well, I'm 34. I might as well be better than the boys.
This is sounding weird and bad.
All right. So, what I was trying to get at is I haven't got rid of my hiccups, but we only have 30 minutes left and we have so much to take care of. And we're only going to do one call this time. And if you don't want this kind of blitzkrieg, and I do mean that the Nazi way, blitzkrieg, because
We're not going to make
we're, this is the Nazi way, blitzkrieg Nazi. You should give us money, and
it.
then we can pay for pro. But otherwise, this is going quick, blitzkrieg, whatever. Lynn talked about our new clips man who
I
brought
did.
meatballs to a house party, which is
Best
crazy.
pizza in the world.
So
I
there
mean,
will
it
be.
was cute until the sandwich bag
Hey, you know
part.
something I noticed that
You
Lynn
need the
didn't bring.
meatballs.
Hey, Lynn, how's the coffee going?
I thought we were supposed to not be wasting time.
Oh,
Oh, now,
got him.
ooh. So, we're gonna do the billboard for this week. Who wants to go first with the? Okay, well, I've been pushing this off. So, the billboard. What is the billboard? The billboard is capital B. The billboard is a billboard on the side of a street for the information superhighway. You see, this is the second time I've said this. I like that one. So, if you got shit to start, you got shit to stir. You got shit to settle. You got shit to promote. You got something that's not just shit at all. It doesn't matter. Email us. You email us. And when we have a Ko-fi together, especially the banner with Duke Nukem on it smoking a cigarette, you can give us money to say this stuff. But otherwise, just tell us what you want us to say, and we will say it to our to the people who listen to this, which is way less than anybody who follows
No,
our
there's a lot of
platform.
people who listen and love
But
us.
you know, Lynn's a lowbie, but you and
I
I,
am Lobby.
we're lowbies, but we're higher. Lynn's like scum.
I'm
He's
not a
like,
lowbie,
no,
bro.
neither am I either.
No,
I'm saying I'm not either, but
I'm like garbage.
Lynn is basically on Tumblr. Lynn's a big deal, but that's like being big in Japan. Who the fuck cares?
Honestly, we're all in the lowest caste because we don't have novels out.
Okay, so the billboard. Just email david.responsepod@gmail.com. You see, we're getting good at this. And just tell me what you want us to say, and we'll probably basically say it, you know, because it's not us. We didn't say it. I'll go first. So to set this off, I'm pretty sure that this is a troll entry.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think that Blake Butler's official email is blakebutler88@protonmail.
I'm pretty sure that is.
But so we got a submission that said, read this in Arthur Morgan's voice from Red Dead Redemption 2. And so I'm going to do that. And it is, I keep killing wives needlessly. And so, like I said, I don't think that's really Blake Butler because he doesn't even
Lexi's
follow
voice,
us.
it wasn't true.
Why? You know, that's another good point.
Another one
'Cause
bites the dust. One after the other, they
you know,
fall.
every time I see a Blake Butler post, I
I think
immediately
he killed his wife.
I
I've
could
written
see him
more.
using
I've killed
Proton
more
Mail,
wives than
though.
I've written short stories.
Oh my God.
But you know, every time I see a Blake Butler post, I do in my head hear a Rage Against the Machine song. You know what I mean? Bam, bam, bam. It's
He
just
had
hard.
a picture out of him at a reading, and he looked like really sweaty.
Dude,
He's
he's
guilty.
sweaty. He's
It's like
kind
the
of
thing with
bloated.
Bill Hart.
He was like excessively sweaty, and no one else in the audience was sweaty.
Every
It's just
reading,
like.
every bookstore Blake goes to, it's like Tall Tale Heart. He's hearing Molly's heart
Oh
under
my
the ground.
More like Bert Kreischer.
That's what Blake does with his fucking advances. He goes and gets vitamin infusions. Okay, so that's my billboard. If you got shit to say like that, you could say break.
If you're Blake Butler and you want to tell us more about your crimes that you definitely did,
Oh my God.
break Butler, break Butler, break Butler.
If you're Olive Parker's knight,
Okay, who's
say
up?
good day.
Okay, enough, enough. Who's up next?
I will.
Okay, you go.
Says, I assume this is from our producer, no? Excerpt from Chapter 7. In the frustration of that first spring shutdown of 2020, I began a phone sex relationship with a communist agitator named L.R. Me calling from my log cabin and her from an adobe hut. We talked every Friday. I found out during the fifth call that she would strip nude before I called her and would be awkwardly waiting for me to begin talking about sex as I asked her questions about her day, sometimes for over an hour. After we would finish, I would mutter things like, "You're so good. You make me feel so good. I need you so bad." And I would hear her turning on water to wash her hands, then rummaging around the kitchen as she made herself a post-orgasm peanut butter sandwich, which she would loudly eat while still naked. I'd wonder, if we fucked, would she jump out of bed right after and make a sandwich? I couldn't stomach the thought. One night, as she ate her sandwich, she asked me to read to her. I started Vox by Nicholson Baker from page one. She fell asleep after a few pages, but I kept reading. 5 hours later, I spoke the book's last sentence into my phone as the sun reached the tops of my pine trees and started to peak dim red on her empty desert. "Okay, my little commie bird. Good night," I said. I moved to hang up and heard her half sleeping say, "Will, did you say something?"
Oh,
Wow.
it's so sweet. He's
Books
such
are always very,
you
very
see,
romantic.
Will, thank you,
Thank
executive
you, Mr.
producer.
Thank you,
You,
Will.
I asked Will for the first time ever to actually do an executive producer thing, and he responded with a U and then seven H's and then dot, 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 dot. So,
What did you ask him?
I asked him to help us find a new program to record with because we record with Zoom and it's bad.
He didn't like it.
He didn't like it. He didn't
He's
like
just warming up to the role.
it. Okay. Last billboard belongs to Murray.
Murray.
Well, this is a submission called Lumps by Dylan
I know people keep sending us such sexual stuff as fuck.
Wilco.
You see, everyone wants Lynn to be reading the Schooner material, but then it just ends up to be
Me.
Mari. It's like,
I'm gonna
oh,
read the shit out of this.
you like your David.
Okay.
The best, the number one member of the podcast.
No,
Okay.
that's me.
No.
I'm the most liked. Everyone
Why
says like,
me?
"Oh, I want to be like Mari."
But people like me the most.
I'm literally like Jesus.
No, they like me the most.
Blast! I'm gonna shoot you with a
Blast,
bunch of
Maury!
pigeons. Blast, Maury!
Okay, let's
Yeah.
get into this. Let's get into this. This billboard is Lumps by Dylan Wilco. I'm in front of the bathroom mirror, hunched over and on my tiptoes, holding my testicles up with one hand and checking them for lumps. Face up on the basin, which now has strands of pubic hair on it. It is a WikiHow style tutorial for how to check yourself for testicular cancer. It emphasizes that I should be checking myself for lumps. I'd awoken a few hours ago with this dull, achy pain, but brushed it off as having masturbated too hard last night to the idea of hooking up with my ex. After I apologized for breaking up with her, and she asked me, "What do you want?" and I couldn't think about what I wanted, and I still can't. So I said sorry for apologizing, then logged off, and then jacked off into the toilet bowl.
Hell
And
yeah.
the late night grossness of the whole thing would have meant I deserved my nuts hurting if that had been what had caused it. But then it kept hurting. A pain deep within the scrotum drilled entirely into the left side. Google told me it might be testicular cancer. It comes back to me, a thought, not the pain, as I'm probing the top of my nut where it connects to the tube with my thumb, that I have a bell clapper deformity in that testicle. My doctor said this made me prone to intermittent torsion. I have to be conservative with exercise. I'm not allowed on trampolines. I tell girls this means I can't top them. I tell girls that if I have trouble getting it up, bell clapper deformity is why. I have the worst left testicle in the world. It can't be a torsion, though, even if it had just been a blip of it. It would have to hurt in a Looney Tunes youch type of way, or like when Jerry hits Tom on the tail with a mallet, or how I imagine SpongeBob felt in the season 6 episode, The Splinter. I pause my probing and bring up a Google AI interview for. Why do left nuts hurt? What the fuck? I fucked up.
Why do they hurt? Oh,
Why do left nuts
I
hurt causes no torsion? And I'm going down on it like a checklist. I'm getting comfortable letting technology handle these sorts of things for me. My clothes, food, music, and soon 3-week-long delivered wars with women under the creatives tags on Tinder. Conveyor belt fed to me from an algorithm. But it can't tell me for sure why my nuts hurt. I wonder if it's my new disposable vape. It is. New to my hands,
Right,
but
bruh.
it's a hand-me-down from a friend. I wonder if the heavy metals in the thing have sunk way past down my lungs and into my stomach and perforated like sour apple shrapnel in my nutsack. I wonder if smoking can cause all the other types of cancer, like testicular cancer, or if it can only cause malignancy in your throat and lungs. I cradle my nuts and almost hum a lullaby through grit teeth as another wave of pain rockabies through my scrotum. That's what Google AI overview calls it, a scrotum. Gently roll over your scrotum or check your scrotum for signs of discoloration or redness, or a scrotum may contain a hernia, or part of your scrotum might have visible lumps. I actually have a bit of experience with this type of
Damn,
topic.
that's terrible to say. Will you
Because,
help me now?
no, I like. One time I was in the movie theater and like in
No.
my thigh, no, in my thigh, I had like a weird pain. And then I felt like I like was like, oh my God, I have like nut cancer. And I went to the doctor for it.
Wow.
And it turns
You're
out.
rich. You really are rich.
Bro, I have corporate health insurance, but I went and like it was nothing.
Nothing.
So,
bless the earth's bracha.
blast my little peanuts. Nothing can ever be understood. Hide your truth in the deep, dark forest. David's always trying to stiff me out of coffee. So,
David's a mensch.
are we? He is a real mensch. No, he's a good man, a polite man, a kind man. True? True.
Yes, he's a great guy.
He is. He has a Yiddish cult.
We love David Gladfelder
We
on this
love David
podcast.
Gladfelter.
Remember when people in high school used to be like, in the hallway,
Oh,
uh.
Nick やめて。大きすぎ。
Oh, yes, Sean. Write it. Type it out.
Oh, summon me, Sean.
Summon the Stinger Boys.
Sean has a big old dick.
Fuck this response quite hard.
Oh, Sean! 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 Okay, so our review this week is a little different. We are going to review Sean Thor Conroe's gay. We're going to review his manifesto for, I think, a new lit magazine that he's starting. I don't know. It's called Blast 2. And
Blast
it is
little peanuts.
And it is on his
Wait, I got a corny joke that I got to get out of my system. What right, about the Blast Estate?
Oh, because of the Last Estate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think
it sounds a little like you, Mari.
Yeah,
Yo,
Sean.
Yeah, I sound a little bit more elegant, and I almost sound like a Kryptonian. I sound like a European diplomat.
Okay. Well, let's stop with all this stuff.
Okay.
So, Blast 2 Manifesto, which is on his Substack, which is linked below. Like I said, this is a little bit different. And we have a history with Sean, light history. It's not really history. It doesn't matter. But we are going to do a ceasefire right now, a truce, which will be taken back as soon as this review's done. Almost as soon. But we, during the course of this
we
review,
won't call him gay.
We won't say Sean is gay.
We're going to be on our best behavior.
We won't
bless best behavior.
We're going to review this fairly, okay?
Yeah, no Sean's gay stuff. So I'm going to start us off. Okay. So there is
blast your intro. Sorry.
Yes. There is an audio component to this, which he kindly read, which I think Lynn will go over a little bit more in detail.
Yeah.
So you can also listen to this, which is a kind of a refreshing change of pace.
Yeah, I like that. That's one thing I liked.
I only listened to it once through because I didn't like to listen to it. But it does sound a little bit like Mari was like even though Mari was born in New York, it sounds like how you would think Mari would sound, like a little bit of a New York accent.
Which
you know?
Is funny because I don't think he's from New York. David said he was from like Michigan or something, but he lives in Harlem, just so you know where he
Harlem.
Is.
Harlem.
Yeah, he has a podcast as well in his apartment. He's part of the Harlem Renaissance.
Okay, this is all bad stuff. Weird. Okay. All right. So why are we covering this? Is Response Pod, is it our job to comment and cover on kind of weird, cringe, self-aggrandizing stuff that grown adults decide to put out or publish on their Substacks and stuff? Yeah, he is 34. Is it our job to do this? Yes. Yes, it is. In fact, it actually is our job to do this. So I'm going to go first. Strike out on this. I'll knock this out here. So it's called Blast 2. So a little, you know, a little T-ball kind of swing here. It's like I must have missed Blast 1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what they say about sequels.
Wish
okay.
Read Blast 2.
So what do I think about this manifesto? Right off the bat, don't call something, all of you out there, don't call something a manifesto. Please don't call it a manifesto. Not because of like any of this like extremist stuff where people are shooting a bunch of people and stuff. I don't think Sean can even buy a gun, not because of that, but just simply because calling something a manifesto is cringe. It is cringe to the core. Call it a mission statement. Maybe you call it a philosophy, or you say.
Well, I don't know about mission statement, bro.
Well, you know, it's better than manifesto. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could call it or you know what? Perfect for this, Sean. You can steal this. Why not call it a doctrine? You know what I mean? Doctrine kind of sounds
doctrine
pretty dope.
Doctrine is nice.
But don't call it a manifesto. Manifestos cringe. First thing off the bat. Second thing, posting your manifesto, calling something a manifesto, posting it in all capital letters is certainly a silly thing for a grown man to do.
He's silly and low.
He was cooking, bro. He was probably locked in. He had sunglasses on inside with his oversized jeans and just typing furiously.
typing fire in those big jeans.
He was typing like Bruce Almighty.
And getting wrapped up in the jeans. So the big thing about this, the main threads, not main threads, but how it's structured. Okay, so it's structured like the Ten Commandments, which I'd like to just get this out of the way right now. I thought maybe Sean was like maybe 27 or 28, which this would still be like kind of embarrassing. But he's my age. He's 34. I think he's just a few months younger than me. So it's crazy to be writing a manifesto in all caps, that is supposed to mimic the Ten Commandments. This is just mind-blowing stuff to me.
He probably just listened to Jesus is King by Kanye and was feeling himself.
Yeah, maybe he might be a Kanye head. Who knows? It's impossible to glean from this. But so his big things are, it's the Ten Commandments, but this is of his new lit journal or whatever the fuck it is. And the other thing he does, and I guess this is from the name, so he wants us to blast, and this is bad, blast things. So he'll say, like, one, you must be readable and comprehensible. And he says, transmitting the message, the only thing that matters. And then blast convolution, blast
erudition.
Oh, we'll cut that. A blast ornanity. You know, so that's the one thing. So bad things.
What does ornanity mean?
It means like something being very ornamental.
I thought it meant like onanity, like masturbation, which this manifests.
No. It is kind of masturbatory.
You know what it reminds me of is like a little boy pantomiming jacking off. That's what I was thinking of the whole time. I don't know if that's like a fucked up thing to think of, but that's what it reminded me of.
God wants us to blast things. So blast Kyle Seed.
Sean.
You know, blast Sean. But then he wants us to bless things we like. So his first bless is, man, it's weird to even read this. Bless illiterate Christ crucified for speaking to fishermen, beggars, and whores in simple Aramaic. This man is 34.
34 years old.
Let's not dig too much in this. Well, now, the main thing I like about this, the blast thing, is because like Robbie Rotten from Lazy Town, he used to be like, blast, you know what I mean? So I got
say blast.
Yeah, you know, it's like an old trope for villains. They'd be like,
yeah, blast. When they're like, blast.
Or Team Sean's blasting off again.
Yeah, that not quite the same usage, but yeah. So this whole time I was imagining Sean similar to Robbie Rotten. You know, he's like, blast, Sporticus, blast candy, you know, that kind of stuff.
Blast candy.
The whole point of this manifesto thing seems to just to be contradictory, I guess, to show that we have like no real understanding of the world, which
it's very embarrassing. I feel like an annoying child is showing me a yellow card and then a red card and saying like, they're completely different colors, man. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah.
But we got to say that the blast bless thing does lend itself to some good memes because we kept doing that in the group chat.
Because it's very funny and I can't believe he wrote this in sincerity. Like, honestly, did he write it in sincerity?
You know,
it's very cynical. Some bullshit. This sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
I wonder. Half the time I kind of...
Is he so dumb that this is sincere? Or is he simply a retarded grifter?
He might be like a Sam Hyde kind of thing.
I don't think he's a Sam Hyde type of
maybe
guy.
Maybe he's a Sam... Well, not what like a type...
Saying at some
no, point. I mean, I know what you're saying, that he's like playing a role, but I don't think he's that.
I think he's just being Sean, and Sean's dumb.
I mean, if it quacks...
If it quacks, it quacks. But so like, I guess like, it's super contradictory and contradicts itself. And I don't think he's dumb. I think it's intentional, like I said, to probably show.
It's intentional to be stupid.
It is stupid, but I think he has a little bit more awareness of what he's doing. And it seems to. From
you have awareness, then don't write this.
Well, yes.
Well, what do you think he meant for us to take away from reading this?
Yes. I'm trying to get to that. I think it's to show that we have like no kind of real understanding of the world, which is, I think, is certainly a useless philosophy to hold, whether it's true or not. Because like the first blast are like for convolution or nanity, and then almost explicitly what follows is just that. Unless, you know, he does say you must speak to the people in the vernacular. And so I did have this theory that maybe he just means, especially by this first passage, that that we need to speak like he does, you know, where you say people or lol or use internet words in his writing. That's something he's famous for, and he got a lot of flack for it.
That's very condescending for a man who went to Swarthmore in Colombia to be admonishing us to talk in the vernacular of the people.
That's the other thing here. I think the least generous, but maybe he is literally talking like to be readable and comprehensible, and comprehensible. He means literally like you need to talk like you're typing online. Maybe he literally means that.
Otherwise, I mean, he might, because if you read his writing, it's literally like he has a character named N and they're rolling a blunt, and it's just like N rolled the blunt on Bleecker Street and then we sat on the stoop.
And I don't really even have a problem with that kind of stuff. It would be insane if that's what he means. But I'm going to give him more credit and think that it's just some kind of ploy to show that, like I said, that you can't really figure out the word.
Wedding.
You know, the word. Yeah, it's wild. It's wedding. It, blah, 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 blah.
But life is like a box of chocolates.
It's
Sean Gump.
You know what this Kyle does?
Siebel blew off his legs.
Bless Sean. No, Kyle. Bless Sean. But you see, one of the things, if there's one thing that this does show, it's that, you know, maybe we will finally get writing from Sean that's not just a puddle deep gimmick. And, you know, make no mistake, this style is a gimmick as well. But at least it's more interesting and it's funny.
I don't want
and funner
any writing from Sean. Stop it.
But this is at least better than the stuff he was doing before. But this is like I said, it's like this shows, and this is why I say maybe like almost like a Sam Hyde type, that like it shows that his work being, he is intentionally being insipid.
A Lokian figure.
And that is like, which, you know, credit to him.
An obese witch.
But what is that worth? What is that? I lived through the 2011s. I met fuckboys. What do we gain from capturing this? You know what I mean? And it's so hard to untangle what he's trying to mean. And I think intentionally so, but it just makes it another version of candy. There's no nutrients that can be found here.
It tastes good. And
yeah, but this one at least had like a gravitas to it, especially the way he was reading it. I did like listening to him, to be honest. I listened to the whole thing a couple times, and he really did sell it, but I get what you mean. What's the point? I never got a point out of any of
this. Why don't we make a little comparison here? I've been saving this. So here I will play you a little bit of Blast You Manifesto by Sean, and then I will play you a slam poem from the aughts that was very popular in Seattle called Shake the Dust by Anise Mojgani. And here is a bit of Blast You Manifesto by our dear friend Sean, who is retarded.
If there is a message, make it understood to all. If there is no message, be silent. 2. You must be unreadable and incomprehensible. If there is truth, it can never be understood. Blast simplicity. Blast directness. Blast lucidity.
He has the same speaking patterns and delivery as, how do you say this name? Anise
Mojgani.
Mojgani, who he will link this performance, which is for to write love on your arms. It's actually...
This is for the benches and the people sitting upon them. for the bus drivers driving a million broken hymns, for the men who have to hold down three jobs simply to hold up their children, for the nighttime schoolers, and for the midnight bike riders trying to fly. Shake the dust. This is for the two-year-olds who cannot be understood because they speak half English and half God. Shake the dust. For the boys with the beautiful, beautiful sisters, shake the dust. For the girls with those brothers who are going crazy, those gym class wallflowers, and the 12-year-olds afraid of taking public showers. For the kid who's always late to class because he forgets the combination to his lockers. For the girl who loves somebody else, shake the dust.
Wait, let's talk about Blast from the Past. But the same kind of slam poetry kind of reading, which, because he's as old as me, I know that he lived through that. He was probably knocking out bitches left and right. Not me. I was doing drugs and being insufferable, being away from people.
I was doing some bad shit.
Yeah, doing bad shit.
I've never been into slam poetry. That shit's stupid.
It's terrible, bro. It's some of the worst.
I remember in that show, Doug. You remember the cartoon Doug? Yeah. Wasn't his sister or something like a slam poet?
I think she was a beat poet.
Oh, okay. Well, she was green, and so was Roger. Blast, Roger. Blast, Doug.
Take the truth. Hide it deep in the dark forest. Nothing can ever be understood. I wish you would hide this in the deep, dark forest. I'd be so much happier.
Yeah, well, what about the part where he's like, the Urkspracha? I like that part. He says like some, like, he starts speaking in tongues for a second.
What does it say?
You see, he cycles in a bunch of really embarrassing kind of religious stuff.
But it seems very surface level, like you just like went on Wikipedia and then made like facile sort of like connections between these things.
Yeah,
like,
he watched a video essay.
There's this one author who got blood poisoning, and he then talks about like, oh, it's from Trismegistus's poison. And no, I can't pronounce things because I didn't go to college. I dropped out of school. But I'm not as stupid as Sean. And it's like, this is just fucking stupid. What did he say about Marie Curie?
I'm looking for it right now.
David liked this one.
Oh, this was the best one.
Yeah,
and you know, you guys, if you listen to this pod, you know that I'm kind of a history research kind of guy. And we'd be here all day.
You're a history buff and you love World War II.
No, I do. It's not the best.
Diamond mining in the Congo. He loves cobalt mining.
Yeah, that's okay. But yeah, so I'm not going to go blow for blow with this, but we will do a few of these. David will pull out of his cabinet of curiosities. So one of his things is Blast Mary Curie, who he says, who was literally intoxicated by the mysteries of the universe. And I think getting cancer and dying is quite strange to call that being intoxicated by the mysteries of the universe. Maybe a little bit too poetic. And, you know, while we're on this tick, there is one last, but automythography. Oh, God, I'm so stupid.
You're getting mogged by Sean because he said this in one take.
I know he fucking said it, but I don't.
Darthmore.
Okay.
Don't forget.
But so, auto.
He's in Harlem, so he's cool as fuck.
So I think it's a very optimistic definition of automythography because he says automythography, we'll just say, means no division between you, time, history, literature, blast linearity, blast disharmony, blast fiction, blast divine bond, divante, condemned to live a lifetime of salty bread for questioning Adam as himself. I won't go through all the rest of the blast here, but it's very optimistic because automythography, whatever, is basically trying to understand history and cultures, trying to understand the past through works of art and through reaching some kind of emotional understanding. And to think that, like I said, a lot of this just reminds me of, like, I don't know, I guess like a mid-20s, whatever, getting into philosophy, getting, you know, it's just... It's so cringe. I guess cringe is the best way. But to think that that you can understand history in such a way with art, which I think I agree, that's probably one of the best ways to relay things, or it's at least one way, but that it would erase some kind of division between yourself and time. And, you know, it's just very, very optimistic. I don't... Maybe I'm just... that just bothered me. But the last thing on this kind of, if David's going to be didactic, Lynn, can you pronounce the word, the pneumo thing?
What does it say? Pneumatomachianism?
He says blast pneumatomachianism.
What the fuck does that mean?
Basically, like, I think it's 12th century. So it's like an offshoot of Christianity that got, like, extinguished. But they believe in the separation of the Holy Spirit. Basically, this is my problem. So, yes, they did believe that the Holy Spirit should not be part of the Holy Trinity. And that's probably why Sean put this here, because he says God is only real and present in the Holy Spirit.
This reminds me of, like, when Catholic Twitter, like, has these whole mm-hmm. debates. And meanwhile, mm-hmm. you meet, like, actual Catholics, and they're just like, when's the last time you gave food to the homeless? And it's just like, yeah. he mentions all these biblical stories, but when has Sean put on his jeans and went out and helped someone in need? I'm not saying that he never did, but... This whole manifesto is just like,
it's
just like, what are you saying? Like, what are you doing about any of this? What is any of this for? Like, what is your goal as an artist, even? Because reading this manifesto, I have no clue.
Dude, you know what bothers me is he makes all these, like, sort of, like, stupid, like, religious references. And then he says all this stuff, like, for example, like, we are everything that ever was and will be. And that's the most, like, fucking anti-religious, like, anti-theist fucking thing. It's like, we are not the only thing that ever was and will be. If you believe in God at all, that's so fucking, like, just antithetical.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
It's like, no.
I guess I'll be generous and I'll say it's at least very interesting what he has done here. Because he's taken this...
in the way of a 13-year-old wearing a fucking circle jerks. Well,
he's taken kind of this philosophy that, to, you know, you should think of all of us joined with God and one another as one thing, right? But then he turns it to make it insular, to kind of establish a sort of walled garden of it, to ignore others in such a way, even so far as being like, you should go outside and you should experience the world, but it seems only to experience, to take from it, to experience the world as a rogue agent, to kind of shirk being a citizen of the world. It seems almost like even more nihilistic to me than his past work. You know, and I think that's maybe an accident. I think, I don't even know if that's intentional. Like,
well,
that's a very interesting.
Yeah. You make a good point, Dave.
But one of the things, and maybe this is the most cynical way I can put this, because it has the same texture and philosophy as kind of just like a live, love, laugh sign. But it seems when I read this, I see a trap, like a box and a stick trap just for like 22-year-old scenester girls. Because it's just like so, man, it has enough like faux esoteric and convoluted Catholic original like symbolism that it would just like dome those, what are they, the dime square girls. They dome them with a Sean bullet.
No, if you want to get the dime square girls, you got to like write a story where people are making love and then they have sex and then through the window a silhouette of a cross gets beamed across the wall.
I don't see how different this is from that.
I mean, this is a little bit more, it reminds me of those photos of like ancient Rome, and Sean sees himself in a tunic and he's just like, here are my proclamations.
Here's something that really bothered me. There's this line where he says, bless Joyce, so bubonic with invention, he made Lucia insane. Which Lucia Joyce is James Joyce's daughter. She was a beautiful dancer. She was institutionalized in the 1930s for what they said was schizophrenia. But again, it was the 1930s, so who knows what was going on, because she was a woman who very much invested in self-expression. And she quit dance pretty early in her life for some reason, maybe... I read it was very physically taxing for her and she didn't have the endurance. And I think that probably really fucked her up, not being able to do the things she trained her life to do. But anyway, I think Like many things in this stupid manifesto, which is stupid, it's incredibly cheap to use the suffering of Lucia voice as Joyce, sorry, as a punchline or an ornament for this retarded bullshit when she had more talent in her little toe. If you've seen pictures of her dancing, especially, you ridiculous waste of my time, Sean Lathor. I wish you. There's also this other line that says, the comfortable, fattened, and civilized to ignore unsavory reality. That's you! Is this not the epitome of comfortable, fattened, and civilized? I'll give him that he isn't fat.
Yeah,
very chiseled commendations, Mr. Conroe, on your body.
He has a nice jawline.
But isn't this,
yeah, he does.
Fattened, comfortable, and civilized, a man of some success in his mid-30s who went to Swarthmore in Columbia, issuing these fascinatingly contradictory artistic edicts of no controversy, the controversy at all. I mean, save how fucking dumb they are, from his Harlem apartment or wherever the fuck he's blighting with this retarded shit.
Like, he's part of the new Harlem Renaissance.
The new Harlem Renaissance should die then.
One of the things that I...
You must be ruthless about the beam in your own eye.
That was crazy.
You will never be on the ultralight beam, playa.
One thing, one of my favorite blast.
Yeah.
Because you have all this like very ornamental, very fancy thesaurus things, you know, baby pulled out his big words, ooh. But then one of the blasts is hoopla. He goes, blast, hoopla, which is such a strange...
That's like a SpongeBob word.
He's targeting the hoopla.
He also has another thing, which, like I said, there's all this stuff about... Well, he does say Cervantes, which I know who he's talking about,
from
but I immediately go Soul Calibur. And I wish if he would have... Man, because Cervantes and Soul Calibur, he's dope.
He rocks.
He's dope as fuck. But, okay, so... He does throw this mention out here among all of these, like referencing Dante, referencing blah, 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 blah. You know, all this fucking retard shit. It's not retard shit. It's supposed to be smart person shit.
It's
but
not.
In the middle of all of this, he says, you must realize our brother Humpty Dumpty
Yes!
daily, which is like, this is crazy.
Wait, wasn't Humpty Dumpty in like Shrek 3? Maybe he watched that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Sean's a big fan of Shrek.
He's 3. A big Shrek.
I think Sean loves Shrek.
This is
the same way Blake Butler loves Deadpool, Sean
this
loves
is Blake,
Shrek.
This is what I'm saying. Like the most, if we are being most generous to Sean, which I do, Mr. Thor,
you
I want to
be as generous right now as
But if we are being most generous.
Actually me.
But if we are being most generous. The best thing I could say is that perhaps Sean Thor Conroe is trying to do a Sam Hyde, because I imagine Sam Hyde when he did his dressed up as a Roman soldier for his TEDx
Mr.
talk.
Mr. Chocolate Ice Cream?
Not Mr. Chocolate Ice Cream. Chocolate Ice Cream. Not that. But especially with this Humpty Dumpty line, it's like those kind of, it's just like this has to be a fucking joke.
No, but let's entertain this idea for a second. Do you really think that Sean do you really think that Sean has the capability to pull that off?
I don't know.
No.
I want to say no. I feel in my heart no. So, but I want to be nice. I want to be
The thing is like what leeway can I give you? I only know you based on your writing, and your writing is retarded. And this is the same for anybody you not personally know.
Yeah.
Like, what can I infer from your writing? Because that's the only thing I can see, and that's the only thing I can know. So from this, I have to assume that you are
a complete retard.
Complete.
Well, I don't think he's a complete retard because.
Imbecile.
This is a complete act of retardation.
But I've listened to his podcast, and he seems literate.
You see, this is the thing. I think it's all a fucking play. I think what's worse, it's like the most generous you could be is it's a Sam Hyde kind of thing. I think the middle of the ground is that he's a retard, and I don't think I don't think either of those are true. I think what is more true is he is of average intelligence, and this is a kind of put on that he thinks is deep. He also knows that he gets attention from this. He gets attention from the controversy. He gets attention from being a fake dumb guy. It's just like
no, but this is a good point.
He mythologizes the kind of guy who makes his girlfriend drive him to a parking lot so that he can pick up stepped on coke in like a rural area. This is the kind of guy that he is mythologizing, that he doesn't really know anything about, that he just kind of takes what he can from that, but then he dresses it up with like and college stuff, you know, and I went to college, you know, this, and that is probably what is true. So I don't think he's a complete retard. I also don't think he's a super genius. I think that he's just, I don't know, I guess a charlatan. I think it's a scam. I think he's a con man.
Maybe we're all of the little like Sean Thor Conroe, and that's the point of this manifesto.
Let me read you something better than this whole manifesto, which is this small snippet from a fan fiction I wrote when I was 9 or 10. I forget. It is a Shaman King, which is an old shonen anime.
Bless Shaman King.
Shaman King South Park crossover fan fiction.
Oh wait, wow. I remember this.
Bless Shaman King. Bless
South Park. Shaman King, will you be the one? Yeah, I watched the fuck out of that. It's an American Idol fan fiction. They're all doing American Idol. So anyway, the two suits of armor laughed happily, eating ice cream, until Hartman. Screw you guys. I'm going to be the boss of this story, he scoffed, allowing a building to appear from nowhere. I summon all of you, he said, gracefully dancing with his obese 8-year-old body in a ceremonial dance appropriately titled The Dance to Summon the Retards.
That's so cute.
There we go.
There we go.
And what else is this than the dance to summon the retards?
Exactly.
Well,
Spirit Sword.
So go read this for yourself. Go listen to it for yourself. Hear Sean's calm words. His stuff. See if you can make heads and tails of it. Whatever, Sean, if you want to come on the show and talk about it, you are not allowed. Nope, wrong. You
Kyle,
can't be on
however,
here.
You are invited.
Kyle, we'll call us up again.
Yeah, Kyle Sable should come through. He should actually record. He should record with me
roll
in
up,
person.
Kyle. Roll up, Kyle.
Roll up, Kyle.
Kyle, roll up.
But I think Sean could fuck up Kyle. Sean Thor Conroe apparently does MMA, and he listens to Joe Rogan.
Apparently we That's can cool. fuck up Kyle just with words, so...
Sometimes no, but sometimes I will say, if you're listening, Sean, sometimes on your podcast your freaking table that you keep on camera is a pigsty and you have to wipe it down, and I noticed that you wiped it down when you had a woman guest, but when it's the dudes, like, there'll be beer cans all over the table, there'll be dust, like, come on, man.
Hi guys, welcome back to the... Say hi, Maury.
Hello, how are you?
Jesus. Okay, so welcome to back to the pod. We're recording this at a separate time than the other stuff because I drank a little bit too much. I blacked out and...
Yeah, you were like throwing shit.
Yeah.
There was a point where the microphone was like... flipping like crazy because you were just like flinging it around like a club.
Oh, that's crazy, man. I see. I don't remember any of this.
David didn't even save the last two parts of the pod.
Yes, I didn't save them.
Asking me, like, we would end the call and then he would be like, did I even save that? I don't think I saved it.
And it turns out I didn't. You see, and you don't understand. We went for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that was just a prep.
and then after. I told Mari that it wasn't saved. He literally didn't talk to us in the group chat for like 4 or 5 hours. Just like, But honestly, I think it doesn't matter what I did, the things I was doing, you know, because I think drinking should basically drinking's Las Vegas rules.
What is Las Vegas?
So when you know, what happens when you're drunk or blackout stays when you're blunt. It doesn't matter. And it's not even real. It goes into a void space, some kind of pocket thing, you know, so.
That's poetic. It's like the podcast blacked out too.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I don't remember what happened, but apparently I got into a huge argument with Lynn.
You were very mean. It was not an argument.
Yeah, you were a nasty piece of work, bro.
I did see that the chat just said after the call, I just said, fuck y'all. And I don't know why. I don't know why I said that to you guys. I'm sorry. But like I said,
we did not black out.
That is all. That's all when it's Las Vegas rules. You know what I mean? It's
Chinatown.
It just stays.
What's funny is like there was a point where you went to the bathroom or something and me and Lynn were just having the most coherent conversation. Yeah, and no, then I you like came you back
around,
and no, like.
He walked around for like 20, 30 minutes because he had the hiccups.
That's the last thing I remember, getting up, walking around for the hiccups.
He was gone so long.
Maybe a little bit of Davis came out of there.
The other day, Davis. I forget, it was not the same day we did the pod, but David got so drunk that he left the house without even telling me he was leaving. And he walked a mile to Kentucky Fried Chicken and bought a bucket of chicken.
Wait, you ate chicken?
Like I ate a bunch of like chicken. I was blackout.
And he spent $33.
But wait, aren't you vegan?
Yeah, dude, but it doesn't. You see, this is what I'm saying.
Las Vegas rules.
It's Las Vegas rules. When you black out,
I didn't know you took it that far to the point of breaking your moral principles.
It's not even me taking it.
You're a retard, bro. You're a psycho and a retard.
You know, like I said, that's not even me. That's
normal, Lyndon.
No.
Really?
It's like when you throw a Pokeball and it makes the Pokemon disappear. That's what happens when I black out. It's just like the Pokemon's still there, but it's like you can't blame.
No, it's like you hit yourself in confusion.
Oh yeah, I always hate that when you get confused. It's
I hate it paralyzed
because
too.
Here's the thing. It's like confusion is like not even like a real status effect because usually you can only be hit with one status effect. So like
the state I live in,
you can't. Well, shut up. No,
that's happening again.
It doesn't matter.
Davis, come in.
You're abusing me.
Davis abuses you.
Say I fake.
Okay, so we're running it back. We're doing it again.
Doing a better job.
We're gonna do it.
This is light work anyway. We're professionals at this.
We're professionals.
You know, we're going to be, I'm going to be interviewing, I think, Rudy for our first
interview anyone ever.
No, I'm going to try and make you interview Stephen Crown Weber.
He is too smart for me. I will be embarrassed.
Well, that's where I'm
no,
gonna
you're smart, Lynn.
Bro, I will pull like a tissue.
How smart is he if his first novel is a novel about a mummy?
That's a smart decision.
Yeah, Stephen, that's smart.
That's the smartest thing you could
it's
do.
It's the dope. It is actually dope.
Like, it's going to be. See, the best book ever made.
You know, the funniest thing to me is a grown man. You know, because mummy.
You're scared of mummies.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a joke.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm not actually scared of mummies. That's what I'm saying. Like, mummy is like the one monster that nobody's. Or maybe skeletons. You know, mummies.
I'm scared of both.
Mummy.
No, but skeletons have that guy from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington. Yeah. All the girls wore them leggings.
But you know, those are like the only two monsters that no one's like afraid of. And if you are afraid of them, it's like you would be ridiculed. You should be.
What about Swamp Thing?
No, he's scary. He can be scary.
That's true. He can drown you.
In Red Dead Redemption 2, we're at this creepy couple's house. And you open a cabinet. And there's like bones in it because they're like scary murderers. They invite you over for dinner and you don't know, and then you go snoop around their house. Me and David found out that you can open that cabinet like, I don't know, 20, 30 times.
And there's a different one each time.
Three times.
That's scary.
Bones! Like they modified it. So it's Arthur Morgan going, ah, bones are going, oh, what the hell? And literally, we just kept opening the cabinet. And they had model. I guess that's where the $600 million that they spent on that went towards.
Are you a big hooper? You think you could throw from the 3-point line?
I have never played basketball except with my paralyzed aunt.
Did you win?
I lost, actually.
Okay.
Let's get literary.
Let's get lit with it. Response pod.
Response pod.
You got to keep that in because I didn't say it.
Okay, so we're in the situation room. We're in the war room, the locker room. We're in all the rooms. And we have always just kind of joked about Kyle Siebel.
He killed my ancestors, bro.
Yes, as we cover. But it's always been all jokes. But this kind of Cold War, this joke Cold War has gone hot. Today, the day we're recording this.
No, it arguably got hot like a few days ago when that wave of unfollows. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know have been getting unfollowed by him.
Yeah, because he has beef with Mari. Not with me.
Beef.
Which
no, it's not for, beef. Let me explain the context of everything that happened.
Later when it's hot stuff.
Okay. So, do you guys remember? Well, I don't. How familiar are you with his writing and his book?
I've never read it.
I've seen his book, Hey You N-Words, but I haven't read anything. I
actually heard he made the movie Birth of a Nation. I don't know if that's true.
I actually think that's a different Kyle.
And that he's the lead singer of Screwdriver.
He wrote the Turner Diaries, I believe. Yeah.
He didn't write Camp of Saints because the writing's too good. In that book.
See, he's probably going to be a great writer, and we're going to have to review one of his stories one day. And we don't know anything. We just are on your side. Also, he's not like a real person to me. He's just some kind of guy with a mustache who smiles like Ned Flanders.
Basically, an inferior Mr. Ballin. Mr. Ballin's probably a better storyteller if we go by the general quality of writing on Twitter.
First of all, I want to say I appreciate the support from you two.
Of course.
And let me just explain how this all happened.
Loyal to my capo.
I'm the consigliere, by the way, just so no one can take that.
I'm the Don.
I'm the lasagna.
My son named lasagna.
My son
no
Dante.
So okay. Let's get into hard facts.
Okay. Hard facts.
Okay, so several months ago, Kyle Siebel was releasing his book, Hey You Assholes, hey, via Clash Books.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really followed him as a writer, and that's no shot to him at all. It's just that he never interested me. But every time I would look on the timeline, I would see a selfie of him, mm-hmm. a video of him at a reading, and he's doing like this whole routine where he memorized his story, and he's like yelling, and he's like mm-hmm. really throwing the book like it's a prop and everything.
A showman.
And so I've never liked those types of showmen.
An embarrassment, more like. Who does that?
He,
you know what it reminds me of? It's the Seattle like arts like slam scene.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. He released the book.
Yes.
It was just the marketing of it was so intense. Everybody was like, oh, hail Siebel, hail
That's
Siebel.
What I hear they've been saying since the 1930s.
He's really into that, like, nice guy. He's a nice guy. I'm just a nice, normal guy.
Well, he even puts out pictures of him kissing golden retrievers. Like, isn't that gratuitous?
Oh, look at me. I don't kill dogs except when I do.
He'd strap the bombs to the dogs like in Call of Duty. And
he'd sit in the grass like Ellie from Last of Us and just watch people fucking die.
In the grass in his urban
city. He'd cry about their friends. They were like, oh, God!
And then he's just like...
No, so, like, he was annoying me. So I posted a post. This was my first ever Kyle Siebel mention. When I used his name mm-hmm. directly, I was like... This guy's annoying me. Kyle Siebel's annoying me. And I want to kick his book into a dumpster. And he saw that post.
Very tame.
And he DM'd me.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah. And he did that thing where he was like, because this was at the time when I was having my breakup and it was like just fresh. And I was like,
oh, that sounds awful.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, he like DM'd me and he was like, I see that you're in a dark place. If you ever need help, just reach out. And it was like,
Kyle,
it was like,
you
yeah, he said that to me,
to
and I found that so fucking annoying. I mean, why would I reach out to this dude, even if I was, like, severely suicidal? Like, he's an op at this point.
But the point was, but it's just weird to be like, hey, I'm a stranger, and I see that you said something mean about me. So do you want to talk about it, KB? Do you want to talk?
No, but this is a move that people do, especially if they know that you're going through something mentally. It's like a weaponized niceness.
No, it's like a prime, like, shitty person move. It's like, oh, I see you're really in a dark place. Like, oh, your life must be really sad. Not that I know him. I'm just saying Mari doesn't like him, so he's stupid and he's sad.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, it's not that I like or dislike him anymore. The more I started,
I
posting about him, he became just like a caricature in my head. So now when I write Kyle Seibel, like, I don't even picture the man. I picture like this cartoon that, like, this marionette puppet. Same.
Yeah, another towel in another place, yes. Butler, Kyle. Which he should be.
I think
flattered
so
of.
Too. Like, I think everybody's saying Kyle Sable's name now.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Sable.
Bringing it from the mountaintop.
But I think the problem is he was cultivating such a perfect nice guy persona. But now there's a backlash. Now there's a backlash, and I feel like the genie's out of the bottle because all of these people just seem to have so much beef with the guy. And like,
it's awesome, yeah.
People,
I got DMs, people said it, and I don't care.
Yeah, dude, I get DMs of people just sharing their stories about him to me. And it's like, I don't even ask for this information. They just, like, volunteer.
And I don't want it. I honestly don't care. He's a cartoon. We're having fun.
Send me Goop. Like, someone send me Goop.
Like,
I don't get Goop.
I don't know. I don't get bothered if people troll on my name. As long as it's not, like, egregious and you're, like, making up.
No, so what has happened is this has escalated to
hot.
It's gone hot. Where now Kyle is, I don't know, damage control. Maybe he's, I don't know. He's past the DM, are you okay, brother, phase. And he has started mass unfollowing everyone who is associated with Mari, which is awesome. He never followed me to begin with. So, you know, whatever. So he started doing this. And then what was it? We're not going to put him on blast, but you did get a DM from someone.
Well, I'm going to say it because this person kindly first of all, this person said to kindly not launch a harassment campaign against them like I did on Kyle Sable. And I told this person, like, I'm not out to hurt anybody. These are just jokes. And half of these Kyle Sable posts are self-deprecating jokes about how I'm like some Joker type and how we had the same foster father. Which is obviously bullshit.
It's crazy because Mari is such a nice guy.
Sweetie pie.
And people just hate him. I guess you rep.
It's like, you should never trust someone who says they're a nice guy or a nice person.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice person.
No, this is the problem with Kyle Sable types. Like, mark my words, in like a year or two, something is going to come out and everybody's going to be like,
yeah, the body.
Well, everybody's just going to be like, I was right.
Maybe not. But here's the thing. So Kyle's little people who like Kyle, all this stuff, whatever. Mari didn't launch a harassment campaign.
He did not.
But I am now launching harassment campaign. He's been relieved of
duty.
Thank
you.
Mari's been relieved of duty. I am now the general of this. And so if you want to fans all 15 of you, if you want to say Kyle sucks, say Kyle's a murderer, and this is all jokes, Kyle, it's a joke, I don't think you're a murderer because I can't prove it.
I do.
But if you are a murderer, you know, you better watch your back, I guess.
No, I don't think he's a murderer, but I think he's like that type of guy who like sits back and like sees a car crash and he's like, let me watch as someone bleeds out,
like RuPaul.
Like RuPaul with the boat, yeah.
That story about RuPaul, he was standing out on his balcony, and he watched a boat, like, start sinking in the Hudson. And we're watching this interview of him, me and David, and he said, like, I didn't call 911 because, you know, they're writing their own story.
They're writing their own story. Yeah,
Evil RuPaul. Evil as fuck.
RuPaul is a freaking evil Satanist.
We are getting a Hold on, the board is lighting up my calling board. You don't know that I have this. It's all hooked up to my call. Ring, 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 ring.
Are we getting a call?
Oh my god, who? We're giving a call. Oh my god, it says Kyle. Kyle in.
Whoa,
Kyle. He called in. He called in.
He's calling. Oh, holy shit! I'm like shaking.
It's my god. Ready.
Okay.
You answer.
Just pick up, bro. Pick up, bro.
Okay. Kyle. Hi.
What up, player?
Whoa. Kyle, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Who you think it is?
I didn't think you would speak.
Mari, you know who it is. Don't play.
Kyle, what's our problem?
You're a player, but you shouldn't play. Not with me. Kyle Siebel.
What's our problem, Kyle? Kyle, what's our problem?
My problem is you. You see, it's gay to disrespect another man. It's gay to even call another man.
But you called here.
I don't give a fuck. You called on me, player. You called on my name. I'm showing up like the demon barber of Fleet Street. I'm a come and cut your throat, player. See, growing up in the streets of Bed-Stuy, it was hard, yo. I cleaned up my act. I stopped killing children. And I made this writing thing work for me. But instead, it's like he sold all these books and he thinks it's all that. And he got all these ops. And one of these ops is Mari. Which, who the fuck that is?
Yeah, I don't think he knows us.
I hear he's normal.
I think he knows us. Wait, do you know us?
Oh, he doesn't know me.
He's right on the call. We should just ask.
I hear Mari walk all day long because he ain't got no bit. Look, I'm definitely a writer. Unlike y'all, I don't even know how to freestyle. Get me in the cypher and just... My mind blank. You Polak piece of shit.
Okay. All right, well, Kyle?
We gotta hang up on Kyle.
We're hanging up. Okay.